This past Chivasa Batamas, a younger man in Lakewood told me a story that he was an eyewitness to that happened 4 years ago, he told me, on Chivasa Batamas. There's a Talmud Chacham in Lakewood, Rabbi Yaffe, who's from the early Talmidim of Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Zayin Gedolim from Philadelphia. And every year, for a number of years, on Asara B'Tevis and Shiva'asar B'Tamis, he would bring the whole Chabura from Lakewood down to Philadelphia. And Reb Shmuel, who was fasting, he would say a shmuz to them in a special room, like a 20-25 minute Musa shmuz. After the Musa shmuz, Reb Shmuel would take questions and answers on every random topic you would want to ask. And then after that, he would take every person one-on-one to discuss whatever personal things he wants to. This person told me that he is not a Philly Talmud, but it was open to non-Philly Talmidim to join also. And there was 25 people when he was there. He said, just imagine, that was a solid 2 hours that Reb Shmuel gave one-on-one with each person. And he said other people told him that on Asara B'Tevis, when the fast is shorter, and don't forget, he said Reb Shmuel was fasting then, when the fast was shorter, if there wasn't time to finish up all the one-on-ones with all the people that came, before he went home to break his fast, he would continue and finish giving up the time to one-on-one to each person that came. Anyways, this was the last year before Reb Shmuel got, it was right before Corona, that Reb Shmuel did this. So he said, after they finished the shmooth, and after they finished the one, everything, and he finished the questions and answers, and he finished his one-on-one. So a few people told him, you know, Rebbetzin Kamenetsky, something that she's in full koyach now, also still then, and it's Aleha Shalom Rebbetzin Kamenetsky, but it's something to go into her also. So he went along, he told me, into Rebbetzin Kamenetsky in the house. And while they're there, the phone rings. So the Rebbetzin answers the phone, like is known. Reb Shmuel always answers his telephone. And the Rebbetzin was saying, listen, the Rashid is not home now. He's not coming home till after the Tainus. Then he has to come home and break his fast. He should try back around 9:30. He should be available. And it sounded like the man on the other line was getting nervous, getting upset. So she just told him, you know what? You can feel free to call whenever you want. If the Rashid is home, of course, he'll come to the phone. But just feel free to call whenever you want. She hung up the phone. And this younger man, who was a bacher then, got in a little discussion, like who was calling. She said, this person is calling. He needs a lot of attention. And no one's willing to give him the attention besides the Rosh Hashiva. He believes he's Mashiach. And he's calling. He wants the Rosh Hashiva to be megala him, to reveal him to everyone that he's Mashiach. So this younger man, then bacher, said to her, really, how often does he call? She said, just about every day. He said, how long is this going on for? She said, for around a year. Like, you know, this is one of the many cases, Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel always has time. She said to him, listen, he needs attention. He believes he's Mashiach. He wants someone to be Megal and reveal him. No one's willing to give him any time. He needs attention. So the Rashiva gives him attention. Let's learn. This is the truest chesed. There are so many people that need attention. They don't need it from us every single day of the year. They don't want us to give them attention that they're Mashiach. It's not as difficult. We're not as busy as Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. But let's remember, Hashem treats us midah keneged midah. When we daven, we want Hashem to pay attention to our tefillas. Let's pay attention to other people and give them the time and show them that we care about them and we're interested in them.